This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for week 12. And if you want to get in on the action with us and take us on, go to our CBS Pick'em League, also entitled The Option, and play along with us. Go to our link in bio on IG at Fade Route Podcast and follow along. And let's see what you got. Zach took home the win last week. Congratulations, Zach.
And I see somebody named Zach is winning.
Absolutely. You know, he took it to us last week. But it's getting tight at the top. It's getting tight at the top. We have a three-way tie for first place right now. And second place is 1 point behind. So this is getting very interesting. Speaking of getting very interesting, we're going right into the Thursday night specials. It is Thanksgiving, so you have three, count them, three games going on. At 12:30, whet your appetite. A much better game than we thought we were going to get. The 7-3 Buffalo Bills go into Ford Field to take on the 4-6 surging Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I'm taking the Lions. No, psych. I'll take it Buffalo. I mean, this is going to be their second week in a row playing there. They need a good resurgence, but I think it'll be a high scoring game. And Detroit is putting up a fight, man. Detroit, they're really coming around.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Lions, they're a team to be reckoned with. They're definitely going to be a spoiler moving forward. Like, they took it to my Giants, you know? Like, that was very surprising, but really not all that surprising. Only the score, really the score was surprising. I'm going to go with the Bills, but narrowly. It's going to come down to, is Josh Allen going to be able to make the plays late in game? Because the Lions are going to try and neutralize him by running the rock and playing solid defense. The Lions are going to find out that Josh Allen is not Daniel Jones. Plain and simple. And speaking of Daniel Jones, at 4:30, probably when you're sitting down, like right around turkey time, the 7-3 New York Football Giants go into Jerry World to take on the 7-3 Dallas Cowboys. Does the winner get custody of Odell Beckham?
No, he's definitely going to Dallas, especially now that the LA is out. I'm taking Dallas.
I'm going with Dallas, too, begrudgingly. The Lions game definitely put a little bit of concern, especially around the run defense. Wink Martindale has this team playing strong, but, they got shredded by Swift and Williams. What's Pollard and Zeke going to do? So it's going to be high scoring, but I think the Cowboys are going to do just enough. And I mean, for Odell Beckham, Kadarius Toney's hurt. Don't sleep on the Chiefs. You know, you want a ready-made chance to go to the Super Bowl. Kansas City's definitely on that short list. And your Thursday night main event, probably when you're having your second slice of pumpkin pie, or maybe you're just
sitting down and getting ready to take that power nap. The 6-4 Patriots go into Minnesota to take on the 8-2 Minnesota Vikings.
What a trash game. I'm taking the Patriots just because Kirk can't win in primetime.
That's right. It is primetime Cousins. That's the one thing is that it is a short week. So I don't know if Bill is necessarily – I mean, who am I kidding? Bill has been preparing for this since 2 weeks ago because, you know, it was the Jets. So – like, he's probably like, we're on to Minnesota. I'm not even.
We're on to Minnesota already.
But coach, we're playing the Jets this week. I said what I said.
We're on to Minnesota.
We're on to Minnesota. I'm going to take the Vikings. They're more talented than the Patriots, and eventually talent wins out. It just has to. Kirk Cousins cannot be the reason the Vikings blow this game. He just can't be. You know, Dalvin Cook needs to show up, and Justin Jefferson's going to have to bail out Cousins at least twice.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season.
Sunday. The 3-7 Broncos go into Carolina to take on the Carolina Panthers who play football.
Oh, that's trash game too. Broncos.
This is tough.
Sam Darnold that you started this game.
Oh, dear Jesus. Oh. Well, that changes everything, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. Broncos. If not now, when?
Let's ride.
If not now, fucking when? Let's ride, for the love of God. The 5-5 Bucks go into Cleveland to take on the 3-7 Cleveland Browns.
I was tempted to take the Browns, but then I realized the Bucks are coming off of a bye. They're going to make any kind of run ahead to start now, so I'm taking the Bucks.
The Bucks need to assert their dominance over that division, so they need this game. The Browns are just trying to survive until Mr. Watson gets back. So 3-7, you're not taking a division at 3-7. You're not making a wild card at 3-7. Not this year. You're not making that run. So the Bucks should win this pretty handily. The 7-3 Baltimore Ravens at the 3-7 Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm taking the Ravens. I think it'll be a good game.
It's going to be good. Like Jacksonville is better than that record indicates. But, yeah, the Ravens are poised to, you know, do big things. So, Lamar is going to have a good game. Duvernay, we'll see what Duvernay can do. If they have any kind of run game, like, make it happen. But Ravens are going to take this one. The 1-8-1 Houston Texans with Kyle Allen under center go into Miami to take on the 7-3 Miami Dolphins.
Miami.
Yeah, this was over when Lovie Smith said Davis Mills wasn't playing. And even then, it was over before that. The Dolphins are pretty handily going to take this one. Dolphins are on the rise right now. The 3-8 Chicago Bears go into MetLife to take on the 6-4 Jets. Jets.
You know what? Believe it or not, I do think the Jets are going to win this game.
The Jets too.
I think they're going to win this game.
They have to. And it doesn't matter if it's Mike White, Joe Flacco, Joe Douglas, or Mike LaFleur, it doesn't matter who's under center. They need to win this goddamn game. So, the Bears are no great shakes. Justin Fields has a separated non-throwing shoulder. So, one bad hit and he can be out of this game. The Jets need to win this game. Need. And the defense is going to need to show up. And if they got to pitch a shutout, then so be it. potential game of the week right here. The 6-4 Bengals at the 7-3 Tennessee Titans.
It's a good game, right?
I mean, yeah, very good game.
These are two teams battling for a playoff spot. I'm going to take the Bengals, though. Ja'Marr Chase may play.
Two teams that are definitely in the hunt. Definitely in the hunt. Titans have that division. Bengals are on, they're around the periphery of a wild card. They definitely are around the periphery. There's no Super Bowl hangover here. That being said, Titans. Ball control, run the rock with Henry. Dunzo. The 5-6 Atlanta Falcons take on the 6-5 Washington Commanders.
Oh, love the Commies. Taking the Commies. They're playing good defense. Chase Young is back. Yeah.
And Falcons just lost Pitts for the year. So, you know, they're already the
Pitts. Anything anyway.
They were already the Pitts, and now they lost Pitts. So, like, I don't know what to make of that. Arthur Smith is Arthur Smith. It's what he does. I love when my girl, we're watching the Falcons, and he's like, she's like, who is that? Like, that's the head coach. No. But yeah. Like, who is that again? It's still the head coach. Love you, babe. I'm going to take the Commanders to NFC East. Like, it's legit, you know? The Commanders are playing very well right now. They're getting healthy. They're getting whole. And they have something in Taylor Heinicke, whether they want to admit it. He's better than Carson Wentz. That's not saying much, you know? But, like, he has control of that offense. He has the respect of the locker room. And that plays. That goes a long way. Commanders by 3.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standing. Bring it on.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour, the 5-5 Chargers at the 4-7 Arizona Cardinals.
The Chargers.
Chargers have to win this one. The Cardinals are floundering. They are floundering. One of their coaches just got fired for groping in Mexico City. Like, crazy shit is happening in Arizona. So, I don't know if Kyler Murray's playing. I don't know if Colt McCoy's playing. Frankly, it doesn't matter. The Chargers are the better team, and they will show that on Sunday. The 3-7 Raiders at the 6-4 Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks.
It's hard to envision the Raiders winning this game. It's just difficult, and yet they have won recently. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks coming off the bye. Geno's going to have a good game. The 3-7 Rams at the 8-2 Chiefs. How the mighty have fallen.
I think this game is going to be close. Stafford's not playing. Couldn't feel his legs in his last game. That's not good. But I think the Chiefs are going to play down to their competition and say a 20-17 win.
Wow. That's very telling, you know. The Rams are starting Perkins at quarterback because Wolford's not healthy either. So they could be playing an undrafted free agent under center.
They definitely
this weekend. Yeah. So that's advantage Kansas City. All the talent disparity is advantage Kansas City, right? No Cooper Kupp. They waived Daryl Henderson, so Cam Akers is back out of the doghouse. Like, what is what's going on?
What is that?
Yeah, can you explain that? Because I don't know. Like, how does your leading rusher get cut?
The leading rusher, who Akers was benched so Henderson could play, then Akers comes back, Henderson gets cut. I don't understand. Like, they were holding on to Akers, remember? They didn't want to cut Akers, they didn't want to trade Akers. And now he's the only running back on the damn team.
I'm confused. I'm completely confused by that, but I mean, it doesn't matter. If it was Akers, if they went and got Todd Gurley out of retirement, if they went and got Eric Dickerson, it wouldn't matter at this point. The Chiefs are thoroughly better than the Rams. And this is where the fuck them pick strategy bites them in the ass. They're running out of assets. They won't be able to replenish the cupboard. And that's going to be a problem for them sooner rather than later. The 4-7 New Orleans Saints go into Santa Clara to take on the 4-9, the surging San Francisco 49ers at 6-4.
Oh, well, you know, the 49ers look like a Super Bowl contender, man. Jimmy G wins games. San Francisco.
Jimmy G, he's just steady. That's what he does. Yes, he's a little erratic. You know, his passes are a little wide. Passes are a little high. He wins. His receivers bail him out. He wins. He has a good running back. He wins. The defense is playing very well. He wins. Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing. Kyle Shanahan, if not Brian Daboll, Kyle Shanahan for Coach of the Year. I am fine with that. This team is primed. This team is ready. Even if McCaffrey doesn't have a great game, they have Elijah Mitchell. They now have depth. This team is dangerous. 49ers in a rout. Your Sunday night special. This would have been a good game at the beginning of the year, maybe, possibly. Now, not so much. The 4-7 Packers at the 9-1 Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, Eagles with Aaron Rodgers having a broken thumb.
Oh, yeah. And now that just comes up, right? You know, just, Aaron. Well, of course we're not playing. We'll have a broken thumb. Okay, shut up. So the Packers are donezo. The Eagles, if they really want to take a stranglehold of this division, this is a game, this is a must win. And they're good enough to do it. They added Ndamukong Suh. They added Linval Joseph. That defense was already stacked. Eagles in a route. Fly, Eagles, fly. And your Monday night delight. The 3-7 Steelers at the 4-6-1 Indianapolis Colts.
Steelers.
This is tough. This one's actually a tough call. The Steelers are not great. Defensively, they're better, but they're not great. Right? Watt is back. Minkah Fitzpatrick is back. Take the Colts. Jeff Saturday has these guys playing. Like they're 1-1, but their play has improved so much in just 2 weeks. It almost makes you feel like this guy actually knows what he's doing. Who knows? We will definitely see. And teams on a bye? No teams have a bye this week, so adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly.
Want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.